Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Traveling. The Power of Traveling is an internet radio program that is about the many facets of traveling. Each show will provide you an overview of the travel industry. This show will take you to places you have not been before with the voices of travel agents. Hi, this is Dr. Ann, and I am here to be your travel guide this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever the time that you take the time out to listen to this magnificent program. Right now, I am sitting solo. Perhaps later on, we'll have some special guests calling in. And, of course, if you are out there listening, please dial in to 516-418-574, and that is our guest number. Again, 516-418-5740. I forgot the zero for last time. Oh, today we are going to talk about having your own travel business. You know, the last time that we did a program, we talked about the pros and cons of being a travel agent. We talked about how we can really use the services of a travel agent. And sometimes people, as we said, forget that we are about here and we are at your service to help you plan your next vacation or maybe to help you do your business travel a little bit more efficiently, or if you just want and just to have a time to just relax, maybe not necessarily vacay, but just to go somewhere with the family, family vacations, if you having a bachelorette party and everything. So today, I'm going to begin talking about why should you have your own home-based business in the first place? Well, there are several reasons. And yes, my Joyous Travels is a home-based business that is dedicated to traveling. I help people with trying to find all-inclusive travel opportunities. And what does that mean? I look for hotels and resorts where they can go and they have no cares, no worries whatsoever. And that's why all-inclusives are very popular these days. Because when we talk about all-inclusive travel, we're talking about one set price where all of your gratuities, all of your meals, all of your drinks, even if you're a soft drinker or if you drink the hard stuff, will be included in this one total price that you get from your travel agent. Worry-free vacation. Because we live in a world that is really full of stress and worries. And so, therefore, when we want to go on vacation, I want everything taken care of. I don't want to have to think about anything. I want it all taken care of. And then if I just want to sleep all day, vegetate around the pool, that's all I want to do. I don't want to have to think about, okay, is it 10% or is it 20%? Did they give me good service or did they give me mediocre service? Something like that. So, with that said, let's talk about home-based business. Sometimes, you know, we are working at the grindstone and we get tired of having a taskmaster, which is another word for a boss, that is telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and if you're doing it right, or if you're not, if you think you're doing it right, they will say, it's not up to my standards. All right. So, Deb, that's the day that you sing that Freddie Fender song, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Okay, this is not, okay, all right, I know. I know you say, stop the singing, Ann, stop the singing. Okay, I am going to stop the singing. So when is the best time for you to start a home-based business, whether it is in travel or if it's in lotions and potions and other things? Why don't you start your business now, even though you do have that 9-to-5? And then you can start building your clientele, building the revenue that you are getting from that job. And why do I say that? Start now, because you have the backup plan. Your backup plan is your J-O-B. Sometimes people want to say J-O-B is nothing but just over broke. And sometimes you say, you know, Ann, that is so correct, J-O-B, just over broke. Some of us are living paycheck to paycheck, just over broke. But when you are in charge of your own destiny, when you are in charge of your own home-based business, then you can say, yeah, I'm living from customer to customer, or maybe just getting over broke. But the thing about it, the destiny is in your hands. You are taking charge of what your company is all about, your business is all about. Why did I choose the travel industry? A couple of reasons. It is one of the largest of all of the industries that are out there. It's over a $7 trillion industry worldwide. So therefore, the pie is great. There is a slice of a pie that has my name written all over. Dr. Ann, here's your pie in the travel industry. Yes, I do make money. Yes, I will be making more money. The other thing is it allows me to travel, to go back and visit some of my favorite places that I have already visited in my lifetime, and maybe go back more than once, maybe go back as a tour guide, and to share my experiences with a small group of people or a large group of people. It allows me to visit areas that I could only dream about or have read about in the storybooks or in history books. The travel industry broadened your horizons. As I tell my students, I say one of the best educations that people can have is to travel. When you visit another city, or if you visit another country and you meet the people of that particular place, you will find that people are people no matter where they are. You know, if people would just take time to meet people, to understand that they bleed just like you do. They have the same wants that you do, the same needs as you do, and you will see that we have more likenesses than we do have differences. I will tell anybody who is entering into the travel business, or for those who want to travel, is to make your bucket list. Make a bucket list. It doesn't have to be the 100 places that I want to go to before I die, but make a bucket list of the places that you have the desire or the tinkling in your heart that you want to visit. Places, well, several places, I should put, say it like that, that I want to do. I want to go to all of the sacred places in the world. I want to go to the cradles of civilization, whether it is the Nile River, the Tigris and Euphrates River, or it's the Indus Rivers, or going to the Yangtze or the Yellow River in China. Those are the places that I would like to see where these so-called cradles of civilizations were birthed many, many thousands of years ago. I think when you go there, you get in touch with the source, which is God. These are God places, whether they call them Allah or Buddha or Krishna or Christ or Ra. These are the places that we so feel at home with. We feel our soul just designate with. Start your bucket list of the places, whether they are exotic or not, or if they're just some little town in the United States or Canada or Mexico where you've heard of and they have a special place for you to go. Do it. So start your business now. Now is never too early, nor is it too late. Just people who started Apple didn't start when they did or took the initiative to start Apple. Steve Jobs, what would have happened? Will we have Apple now? Maybe, maybe not. Think about Bill Gates, if he didn't start Microsoft. Think about all of these innovators that took the time to start their home-based business, and it grew into these large, large companies that are traded on stock market. They're household names now. Wouldn't you want your business to be a household name? Yes, I want everybody out there listening, thinking about My Joyous Travels. Just let it roll off your tongue. My Joyous Travels. That's my home-based travel business. It's wonderful. So then the next question I want to ask you is, what are you looking forward to do? So if you have a home-based business or your own business, why are you getting into it besides you want independency, that you want to have control over what comes to you, what goes out? Maybe you have been suppressing your creativity. That's interesting. Suppressing your creativity, not able to do what you really want to do. So what is it you want to do? Do you want to have more free time, or do you want to be able to go places? Again, let's touch upon creativity. Maybe you want to express yourself in more creative ways. And then sometimes when you have your home-based business, some people want to spend more time with their families, or they're looking for ways to produce residual income. Because when you're working in a company, unless you buy some stock in it, you are not getting residual income, meaning that you're going to be getting that paycheck, whether it rains, snow, sleet, or there's sunshine, whether you get up in the morning and go, whether you're sleeping, the checks are coming in. Maybe you want to put that money to good use and buy a new automobile. Or if you are in the travel business, you can take consideration to in groups where you are head of the group and you take the group to various places, a cruise. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to do a cruise down the Amazon River? Oh, I can just hear the birds now. I just don't want to put my hand in the water because those piranhas are down there, might come up with missing a finger or two. Oh my gosh, why did I tell you? Please get that image out of your mind, okay? And one of the other things that a lot of people get into home-based business is for the tax deductions. Do you realize that there are over 242 deductions that you can have, tax deductions, if you have your home-based business? I'm not an accountant or a tax preparer, or I don't even work for the IRS, But I do know that there are some tax benefits from having your home-based business, and you may come out on top instead of just giving a lot of things out to Uncle Sam. And then you may also find that with your time and your energy built into your own company, guess what? You will find that you will have true financial freedom. Yes, I did say true financial freedom. And it's wonderful. It is just simply wonderful. Yes, indeed. So those are just some of the reasons why you will want to have your own home-based business. Hey, Joyce, are you there?
I certainly am, but I think I better draw my hand back up before those piranhas get me.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I said, oh, my gosh, why did I even say that? It was like, you know, you insert foot, and then it's like too late to get your foot out your mouth then. When I was talking about them piranhas, my. Oh, dear. So why did you get your home-based business, Joyce?
Well, I got my home-based business for a couple of reasons. I did have a brick and mortar at one point, and paying that overhead is just not a good idea at all. To be able to save on the taxes for one reason, I could rename actually a list, but I'm going to give you the highlights. Tax reasons, being able to do what I want to do at home. I can get up at 2:00 in the morning in my pajamas and go and work. And nobody knows the wiser. I can even fight, you know, if I didn't think somebody would be looking at me. But it's just wonderful being at home, doing your own thing and working. And, of course, you work your hours just like you would on a regular job. You need to have that same focus because if you don't, I mean, you won't make any money. And the paychecks come in from where you work in a few hours, sleeping a lot, and vacationing.
Right, because, you know, you said about working in your pajamas, and that's another thing. You know, we at home, sometimes we should have a designated area in your home for your home-based business, even if it is traveling. Have your own place, little spot where you have your posters up in the room and your videos that will show your clients about that particular place, if they should come to your home to talk to you about travel. But, of course, most of our customers we meet maybe at Starbucks or some other place, or we talk to them on telephone. But the thing about just sometimes we do work in our pajamas, and we do work when we want to work, and we do work where we want to work. That is the fluidity of having your home-based business. You can take it and it up and go wherever you want to go.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's fabulous. It's fabulous. And decide on, okay, well, we know that here in Arizona, we're like 2-3 hours behind the East Coast. So if they start at 9:00 and we have clients on the East Coast, that means we have to get up at least 5:00 and be ready to talk to them at 6:00 in the morning. So we have to make sure that we have the right time and schedule so that we can say that my hours are from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that would take in most of the country or something like that because we're going to be up early.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really thought about that. You're right. The East Coast is definitely different from us because our time never changes, you know.
Absolutely.
And me, it's just like, okay, I don't think I could ever live on the East Coast again for the simple reason I'd have to get up too early and it's still daylight when I have to go to bed. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. So, you know, and some people say, oh, you know, I don't want to have a home-based business because it's too hard to do. So now tell me this. Would you rather work for yourself and know that it's hard and it's your business that you're working hard for, or do you want to work hard for somebody else?
Well, say it this way, Dr. A. If I'm going to work hard and do 16 hours a day, I would much rather, and I repeat, much rather do it for myself instead of making somebody else rich. I would rather leverage my time instead of someone else leveraging my time.
Absolutely. You used a big old word, leverage. So for some of the people out there in radio land who may not have heard of the word leverage in this way, can you explain a little bit more about leveraging?
I sure can. Leveraging, for instance, hypothetically, you go to work for Mr. Joe. Okay, you got to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. He demands you to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, or he's going to either dock you, write you up, or reprimand you, or even fire you, depending on how many times you've been late. So this is a dictation of your life. That's what I call leveraging. He's leveraging your time because he's telling you when he wants you to work on his job for whatever amount of pennies he's going to give you. Now, on the flip side of that, if you go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning for yourself, you can work from, say, 8 to 12, and you can get just as much done from 8 to 12 as you would from 8 to 5, 5 days a week, and get much more money. So this is leveraging your time for your own benefit instead of leveraging someone else's time and them dictating, this is my understanding of what leveraging is. I'd rather leverage my time in doing what I love to do and making people happy and helping other people versus going out and making someone else rich off of my time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that just brings me straight into some of the other benefits of owning a home-based business. And one of them is when you have your own base business, you are having a business that you truly believe in. And sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, it's just a job. I just got this job so I can pay my bills. And they don't believe in the product. They don't believe in what they want. They're just getting up early in the morning or whatever, what time they have to be there to punch the clock. They don't believe in what they're doing. They're just there doing because they need that check to pay the bills. So when you have your business, and a lot of people out there have different kinds of businesses, whether it is travel business or in the businesses of what I call the lotions and potions. The lotions and potions, you know, whether it's some kind of beauty cosmetic company, those will be the lotions. You know, buy this and you stay looking young for the rest of your life. Don't believe
that's
the hype. Don't believe the hype.
I want some of that potion.
And then that's the lotion and the potion too. Take this pill and you gonna stay. That's the fountain of youth. Well, now some of it is good, some of it is don't believe the hype. And then there's some other things out there. You know, I care not to name those companies, and they're good in their own right. But guess what? I didn't believe in it that much, and it didn't sing, as I say, sing to my heart. And if it doesn't sing to my heart, then I don't believe in it, and I can't be a good business owner if it's not singing or I don't believe in it. I remember belonging to one particular company, which will be nameless, and they promised a lot of different things. And when it came down to the bottom line of it was that it didn't. It did not. And so how could I sell that product to, you know, a customer if I didn't believe in it? If I didn't believe in it. So the other thing is we talked about being your own boss. You know, who's the boss? I'm the boss. You know, I'm the boss. You know, I make my own hours. You know, I can choose to sell this to whoever I want to. And if I don't, close your ears, people. If I don't like you, maybe I won't sell it to you. I won't tell you about it, but, you know.
You know, that is so wonderful for you to say that. I love that. You know, listeners, if you are listening in, give us a call. She is awesome. Dr. A, you are awesome. 516-418-5760.
You're laughing at me, y'all.
No, please yell at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking. That is wonderful. Just remind, just remember, if she doesn't like you, you're not getting in her business.
Oops. And then they're going to say, oh, maybe that's why. She don't like me. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. I may have to change that. I may have to change it. I have to change it.
But seriously, on a serious note, if the boss doesn't like you, he's going to find a way to write you up and get rid of you. That's for doggone sure.
And that is so true. That is so true. So when you start your home-based business compared to a franchise, you know, some people say, well, I think I want to get a McDonald's franchise. All right. So, Joyce, how much do you think a McDonald's franchise, just one of them, will cost?
Actually, I do know that it goes up into hundreds of thousands of dollars for the franchises, and also a percentage of whatever is made on top of that. And
it
I
is probably even more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you... Yes, because some people have the money already. You know, there are people who have millions of dollars already, and then they say, well, let me diversify. Let me buy a few of these franchises so that they can get more return on their interest, their, you know, again, tax benefits, da-da. So they're putting their money at work. They're leveraging when they do the franchise. So you're sitting back there saying, well, I want to have a franchise. Well, sure. Have a franchise, but be willing to have a lot of money or other people who are going to go in with you, who's going to invest in this along with you. And we're talking not just a dollar or two or $1,000 to invest. We're talking big money here. We're talking about big money to invest in a franchise. And even some of the lower-end franchises are going up. You know, if you get Entrepreneur Magazine, and you'll see that there are some small businesses that have the label franchise, and you can get into them for maybe $20,000, $30,000 at a WOP, or maybe $100,000, depending on the business. I remember about 10 years ago, I caught myself getting a little franchise, and it was in something that I truly at that particular time, really was into, and it was a coaching franchise, and I had did my due diligence and investigated several of the coaching franchises that were coming up during that particular time, and this one was the least expensive one of all. It was about $10,000 to $15,000. They wanted for it. However, I got it, and I, you know, it's sometimes you get into stuff and you realize, you know, this is really not my cup of tea. And because it was against some of the principles that I had been taught to be a coach anyway, and what they were trying to pass off as coaching is like, this is not what I know coaching to be. So I had a little conflict in their style versus what my style was. And so, therefore, I did not continue with that particular franchise. Yeah, that was a loss, but it was not necessarily a loss. And, yes, I've been in other potions and lotions, like I said earlier, but now I'm in a business where my heart is singing and I'm doing things that I really enjoy doing, going places that I really love to visit and just have fun at this time of my life. I don't know about your life, Joyce, but at this time in my life, I want to have fun and seek out joy in everything that I do.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I am at the sweet young age where I definitely am enjoying myself. And speaking of that, I just remembered that you just got back from a trip with Sandals, and I got my certificate today from my workshop with Sandals.
Well, congratulations. And let me tell you, you are just going to just truly, truly, truly enjoy Sandals, being a certified Sandals specialist. And I, like I said earlier, I am all about the all-inclusive. Mm. And Sandals is a wonderful experience. Yes, it has become a household name because they have done such a marvelous job of marketing their product, you know, on television, in magazines and things like that, that, yes, when you ask most people, have you heard of Sandals, they'll say, oh, yes, yes, yes. And then it's a marvelous property. Now, is it expensive? It just, you know what? When people ask me, is it expensive, I just say, it's only in how you perceive expensive to be.
Exactly, exactly, because you pay for what you get. And if you want 99 cents stuff, you need to go to Walmart. I didn't mean to do that.
No, you didn't. Actually, 99 cents stuff, okay? So there you go.
I do too. But this is quality stuff, though. I know for a fact it's quality stuff.
Yes.
It is quality. Yes. They give you quality treatment and all of that. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard so much about it. And today I had 4.5 hours of listening to it and just being there in my mind. So it was exciting. I have the same feeling you have when you went to Nassau, because we talked about Nassau today.
Oh, so you're going to say, that's where Dr. Ann went. Oh, my God, she was lying.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
No, I was not lying.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell you, find a business that you, like, get your heart to sing. And, yeah, my heart is singing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and we talked about the cost of the franchises being very expensive. You know, you have to put in a lot to make a lot. But in the travel business, so Joyce, do I have to spend $100,000 to get into the travel business?
Oh, my goodness, no. No, 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 no. No,
no,
you don't have to spend $400, $500, $400, $300, none of that. You know
what?
We have a fantastic, I mean absolutely amazing, fantastic offer. And it's $99 right now.
$99.
Yes. To get into the travel industry, and you can have your own website. There's no payments till October. I mean, $99. You spend that at the restaurant. You spend that almost at McDonald's. So you go get a cell phone, you pay more than that for it.
And you know what? All of that is true. And you know, you have the ladies out there who love Gucci and Pucci and Coach and Junie Burke and everything. And they spend way more than $99 on a new bag and everything.
Absolutely.
So for a business that you're going to get residual income, my goodness, $99 is something you can't pass up right now. But then a lot of people are passing up on it. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay.
Well, that's a shame, because if I wasn't already in it, I would sign up again. I would definitely sign up, because I know for a fact I've been in several businesses in my lifetime, and it costs more than that to get in it. It costs much, 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 much more than that to get in it, to start, just to start. And I don't have anything else. I'm just starting. So this is a steal.
Yes, definitely. And like I told you, when I had my franchise several years ago, we're talking about $10,000, $15,000to be in the business. And, of course, I did go for training and everything. But the thing about it, the price, you know, what do you get? I know I can't compare apples and oranges, but I can surely compare dollars to cents. That $99 is this, and $10,000 is that. $100,000 is something for something else. So, you know, right now it is a wonderful time to get into the travel industry and have your own home-based travel store. And you've heard us talk about all of the wonderful benefits of traveling. You know, this is what we call the power of traveling, because we love traveling. We love going to different places. And, and did we not talk about, hey, Joyce, did we not talk about you winning something the other week? No,
actually, we haven't talked about that, but you know what? Oh, my gosh. I could not believe I've never won anything in my life. So I won a trip for two nights, 3 days in Cabos, Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I can't believe it. Awesome. I was just stunned when they called my name.
And how did you win that trip?
Being a travel agent. Put your business card in there, let them shake it up. It's like shake, rattle, and roll, and pull your number.
And I was sitting right next to you, and your mouth flew open, and I, and you was like really stunned when they called your number. And you still, you couldn't figure out, what am I supposed to do? What did you say?
Really. And I tell you, I am still on a high about this. It's very exciting. Yes.
Yes.
And it's
one
of those that, let's see, what is it, when it's all-inclusive? When you get there, it's all-inclusive? Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
That is awesome.
That is, you know, awesome. So basically that's another perk of having your own home-based travel business, is that you can win vacations. And do you have to spend, what do you have to spend on this? I mean, basically it's a free trip, but do you have to spend any other money on this?
5 minutes of going to the, seminar, that's probably pretty much what I spent, about 5 minutes coming to it, because I don't live that far from it, and just about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, maximum 30 minutes of sitting, enjoying some wonderful wine and cheese, and just mingling and talking with wonderful people such as yourself and meeting my friends and stuff. So that's basically what it cost me. So, I mean, nothing out of my pocket has came yet. Now, grant you, I do pay the airfare, but the two nights, 3 days, free, all-inclusive, I don't have to pay for anything else? Come on. How cool is that? And
how
I want
cool
it.
Is that?
How cool is that?
And and you can take this as a vacation. And
absolutely.
Can that be kind of a tax write-off, too? It could be business plus.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you're going to go tours.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So,
I am enjoying the travel deal. I don't know about anyone else. But if you don't want to get in this business, I don't know why. There's something seriously wrong with you because it's an absolute awesome business. I'm sorry.
No, you
I just got to say that. I am having so much fun.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I
mm-hmm.
am, too. As a
yeah.
matter of fact, I'm going to Chicago. And I am going to have a wonderful travel party there. And it's just going to be fabulous seeing friends and family there in Chicago
mm-hmm.
and talking about the travel industry to them.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
mm-hmm.
you're leaving this morning, aren't you? Aren't you leaving tomorrow?
I'll be leaving tomorrow, yes.
Mm.
Yes,
so you're going to be going to the chicken in the car, and the car won't go.
Now, you know what? I've heard many things in my life, and I have not heard that expression, y'all. So,
that is what
okay.
Chicago is.
Okay. Well, now I'll let y'all know next week what happened with the chicken in the car, okay? So that's one thing I'm going to be looking at. I'm going to say, Joyce said something about the chicken in the car, and the car won't go. I am going to be looking for it. When I rent my car from myself, I have made my commission. I'm going to make sure that my car is going to have some gas in it and make sure that the chicken is fried and going to, you know, I'll eat it that way, but we're going to make that car go.
Yeah, let's make that car go. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yes, make sure that car goes and make sure that the chicken is fried.
Right.
Yes.
Mm.
So the other part of this is that, you know, when we're in our business, we laugh and joke about it, but, you know, it's all about serving others. It's all about helping others one way or the other. One way is providing vacations and having people be happy and listening to what they want to do and making their dreams come true, whether it is a destination wedding or a bachelorette party or whatever the case may be, or a family outing, just making sure that all of the details are in place and making sure that that family is served. But on the other end, as business owners, we're here to help other people become financially free. We're helping other people to see the vision, to make sure that they are helping to leave a legacy to their family through this one little avenue of travel and through residual income. This is another reason why we're in this business, is to help others to become independent financially. And so we are doing that one person at a time. We're making sure that it's not all about me. It's not, you know, I heard Joyce Myers this morning on TV, and she was talking about how it took her a long time to figure out it wasn't all about me. It's not all about you. It's all about how we as a community can help one another in our businesses. And when you stretch out your hand and help somebody else and pull them up instead of knocking them down, it makes the world a better place. It really does.
I totally agree with you on that, and it should be more of helping people up instead of tearing them down. And if this world was helping everybody the way we all should, we wouldn't have so much stealing and robbing and stuff going on. We would all be helping each other, pulling each other up. You know, don't step on anyone that you see down. Give them a hand. You don't have to give them a hand out. Just give them a hand.
That's right. You know, there's a saying by Confucius, I believe. It says, you can help a man, if I'm not mistaken. Sure, you can give a man a fish for one day when he's hungry. I'm paraphrasing now. But if you teach him or her how to fish, he'll never be hungry all his life. If you help them to be self-sustaining for the rest of their, that one little act of teaching them how to fish, they'll never be hungry. But if you just give them the handout, that's just that one-time handout. But if you teach them how to fish, they'll know how, oh, I'll go right over here, stick my pole and line in there and get fish. I'll never be hungry. So this is what owning your own business is. You can duplicate this and then teach somebody else the same duplication process, and then they'll make money. And the more that they do it, the more money may be attracted to them. And it's not just a one-time thing. They'll keep getting it and getting it and getting it.
And they always say what goes around, come around, you know, Dr. A? You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we do things, you know, this is the other part of it, you know, instead of a handout, give a hand up, is when you are doing this and doing your business, I want to say bless it. I want you to bless your businesses. Bless the people that you come in contact with. Bless your business contacts or your business partners, and just know that within gratitude, and when you are in gratitude and thankfulness, thanksgivingness, that all things are growing for the good. They're growing for the good of you and those that you serve. You know, some people forget that, I hate to say it like this, that some people want to think that they're entitled to all of this. Nobody's entitled to anything, really. But if you do it in gratitude, you see the things appreciate, meaning that they grow in value. And your business will grow in value when you take the time to say thank you. Thank you to the person that you're serving. Thank you to the higher power that's above you, and to bring those wonderful contacts your way. And even when the things don't look like they're in the best possible position, thank you for the hard time. Thank you for the valley while I'm climbing up the mountain. Thank you for that time of being in the valley so I can look up to see where I'm going. Just take the time to say thank you for the good, the bad, the indifference, and sometimes we say the ugly of the things. Just be in gratitude. That's what I say.
That is so right. That is so right.
Yeah.
Thankful is really something that we need to, you know, start doing, being thankful, because we always moaning and going, oh, I don't have this, oh, I don't have that. What about being thankful for what you do have?
And the story of one of our people in our company. Her name is Juliet St. John.
She is a multi
millionaire, high earner in all of network marketing. She started out being homeless, living in her car for over a year.
She sacrificed. And there are certain things that you have to do in order to get your business. And for her, living in her car was a sacrifice. And now she can, you know, the song, I Love to Tell the Story. She loves to tell the story of when those days. So why is she telling that story? It's because you may not be living in a car, but you may think that your times are rough and hard right now. But be thankful and just know that it's a good time will pass. Good, bad times will pass. You know, the good times are coming. The money, you may not see it right away, but the money is on its way. You may be building the team, but your team may not look like the way you want it to do. Look, or it may take you longer for it to develop and see the fruit of your labor. And so, but in the meantime, be grateful. Be grateful for where you are, where you stand.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have the roof over your head, be grateful that it hasn't collapsed. Okay? It may not be where you want to live, but at least you got a place to live.
Exactly.
And if you don't have a place to live and you have a car, thank God for the car. Because if you have a car, you may be out there on the sidewalk.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because you can always find somebody that might have it just a little bit worse than where you are today. So be grateful for every little thing.
You know, you can groan and moan and stuff, and when you listen to other people's problems, you are like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I mine is not that bad, you know. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Not that bad at all. So these are just some of the things that owning your own home-based business will bring to you. Now, you're going to say, well, and Dr. Ann and Joyce, I have a disability. Can I own my own business?
Yes,
and
you can.
And the answer is yes. This is probably perfect for you because you could do all of the work at home and nobody's going to look at you and say, I'm sorry, our building is not handicap accessible for you, which means that they're out of compliance with the law. And that means that you can, here again, make your own hours. You can do whatever you want with your home-based business, and you can make money, and you won't feel that you are, you know, being taken advantage of or any of those negative things that you will find in the work place if you have some type of disablement. Okay?
Absolutely.
And then another question came to us last week was, I want to have a business. I want to have my own base business. But I am a felon. What happens if I have a record and I'm a felon? Would I be able to have my own travel business?
Absolutely.
And the answer is absolutely. Because this is one business that really do not judge you by your past. And they don't do a credit check on you or a background check to see how many times you've been locked up or if you on probation or got to one of them. Maybe this is perfect for those people who can't get out the house because they are locked up. Sorry,
but you know,
there's an
advertisement I heard on TV, Dr. A., that represents us, actually. You know, we don't condemn you for your past. We help you with your present. in your future.
Right. Yes.
So love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, don't be afraid to step out. You
absolutely.
Know, it's, again, how you present yourself to other individuals when you are starting over. You know, if you're starting over, do you want to run with the same people that got you in the place in the first place?
Amen.
I don't think so. So you got to be really discerning about who you're going to keep company with. And
mm-hmm.
so you can't keep doing the same old thing thinking you're going to get different results, as they say.
Mm.
So that means you got to check out the people who you run with. Did we not hear somebody say last week, say, if you want to be a millionaire, don't talk to somebody that's broke.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Don't talk to somebody that's broke. When you're trying to do something a little bit differently and you want to rise up the ladder, are you going to take advice from somebody who's saying, well, you know, I don't think you need to do that, because, and you're going to ask them and say, where have you do? How much money you got in your pocket? Well, I only got 10 cents. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. And what you going to do with that 10 cents? I don't know. Don't know. Well, if you don't know what you're going to do with that 10 cents, let me go talk to somebody who got about 1,000 times that 10 cents or more.
Mm-hmm.
What can we say? Is that, yes, this business has open arms for everybody. And if you are willing to be coachable, who you willing to do what your leaders tell you to do, you will see some changes in your lifestyle and what you're going to leave as a legacy for your family. You agree?
We got 3 minutes, Dr. A. And, you know, for us that listen, please call 516. Oh, my gosh. Don't let my memory fail me now. I need my memory back. Okay, let's call 516-418-5740, and please don't forget to email us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com.
Yes, and if you want more information, just email us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com, and we will tell you how that $99 investment into your own travel store will be the best decision that you have ever made in your whole entire life. So with that, it's such a wonderful time to be with you all, and I want you to tune in next week. Joyce, what's the name of your company again?
It's just Joyce White Travel Agency.
Okay. And don't forget, My Joyous Travels, and we'll be here next week talking about the power of traveling. Until then, you have a wonderful week, and why don't you go somewhere, do something, go somewhere, or buy a business. Bye. Until next week.
Bye, everybody.